Okay. This is Yato Deshmaya. We're going to do one of the other Xeros of Libun that we had not touched on. What we learned yesterday was drying dishes. Today we're going to discuss our garments that are wet. We're going to learn Simin Shin Aleph Sif Mem Hei, page 169. Mi Shenashu Kelo B'mayim. If a person has his garments that are soaked in water, holech lahem, he could walk in them, ve'ena choshesh, and you don't have to be concerned, shema yavol adei schita, that it will come to schita. Someone's garments got wet, you don't have to be concerned that it will come to schita. So the halacha is, you're allowed to walk in garments that are wet. V'lo yishtachem l'nagvam, but you're not allowed to let them lay out in order to have them dry mipnei maris ayin, because it looks like you're doing kvisa. So here we have a halacha that you're not allowed to hang on a clothesline. You're not allowed to hang on a clothesline clothes that are wet. The isur over here is the maisa of hanging it on a clothesline, and that's why the Kaf HaChaim writes, if, let's say, there's someone in your family who didn't know the halacha, and he hangs, or she hangs it on a clothesline, then there's no chiyuv to take it down anymore. Because it's the maisa of doing it that we made a gzeira that it looks like that you had done kvisa. So it would not be a problem. It's a little bit of a chiddush. I might have thought that as long as it's up, it looks like that it would be a chash of that. But nevertheless, the halacha is that it's only the act of hanging, and therefore one does not have to take it down. In fact, one should probably not take it down. The reason one should not take it down is because of the Ramah in Sif Mem Vav. The Ramah says that it's asur to be metalsel, that you're not allowed to move garments that are wet, because we're afraid you're going to come lidei schita. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we had learned last night that if you have a garment, a towel, that's always used to dry things, so then in such a case, those things we're not afraid that you're going to be soaked. That we learned in the end of Simin Shin Beis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and Aluntius, that you always have wet, then in such a case you don't have the chash. But you're not allowed, coming back to the basic halacha, three lines from the top on page 169, the halacha is that you're not allowed to hang the garments, because the marasayin shalo yachshadu shekim sam b'shabbat, that we shouldn't be suspected that he laundered on Shabbat. And here we have an interesting halacha. This halacha is said in a few places in Shas. V'afilu b'chadrei chadarim, even in one's room that's inside of a room, even when you're positive you're alone, then those things that are asur because of marasayin are asur as well. She'ein sham roim, still it's going to be asur. That we have a klal, the Gemara in Beitza tells us this, that we have a rule that marasayin that's asur is going to be asur even b'chadrei chadarim. So therefore you're not allowed to hang it. We're going to learn that not only hanging it outside is going to be a problem, but hanging it anywhere that's normal to hang wet clothing is going to be prohibited. Why? Because b'chadrei chadarim, it's going to be asur. Now the Be'er Halach and Dibra Maskel b'chadrei chadarim tells us, elaborates on what he says in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Samachay, and that is that this rule that marasayin is also b'chadrei chadarim is only if the people are going to think or might be led to believe that you are over an isur de araisa, that we made the zera of marasayin, and that zera marasayin is asur even b'chadrei chadarim. However, if the isur is only an isur de rabbanan, so then in such a case, then that doesn't apply. So hanging clothing to dry, the chash is that you did kibbutz. So then in such a case, halacha is that's going to be asur even b'chadrei chadarim if it's an isur de araisa. But what happens if you have a chash only that the individual was over an isur de rabbanan, not an isur de araisa? So then in such a case, b'chadrei chadarim, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. An example where this comes up is in Hilchos Kashrus. In Hilchos Kashrus, what happens, Rabosai, are you allowed to eat soy milk with meat? What's the halacha? Soy milk with meat. Is one allowed to eat that? Soy milk is not milk. So the halacha is that one is allowed to have soy milk and meat together. You're allowed to cook with it, v'chule. However, there's a chashash marasayin that people are going to think, they're going to see that you have the milk and meat together, that a Jew is going to do that. So how is one allowed to have soy milk? So soy milk didn't exist in the time of the Mechaber and the Ramah. But they did have something else called almond milk. So in those days, they would make milk out of almonds. So in such a case, halacha is that you're allowed to eat the almond milk with the meat if you put almonds next to the milk. So in other words, a person will see, he'll see, they'll come, if you put them next to them, halacha is that's mutter. So therefore, halacha lamaisa, so if you're drinking soy milk, you're allowed to drink soy milk when you're eating fleishik, but you need to have the soy milk bottle. If you put the bottle there, and then the halacha would be that's mutter. Oh, now I have an interesting shaila. We have to remind ourselves how we got to that from Hilchos Shabbos. But what happens if you have chicken and milk? So chicken and milk, is that asur min haTorah? No, you look up and down in the Torah, you'll never see that there's an isur of eating chicken with milk. That's only an isur derabbanan. That's an isur derabbanan. It's a gzeira that we're afraid if we're going to allow people to eat milk and meat and chicken, they'll come to eat milk and meat. So here, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to eat chicken with soy milk without putting out the soy milk when you're alone and no one else is going to see you? So it's marasayin, but b'chadrei chadarim. So here, that's the connection between tonight, between Basar B'chalav and Hilchos Shabbos. That what did we learn tonight? That the halacha marasayin, when it comes to Yisurei Shabbos, is only by Yisurei D'Araisa. It's not Yisurei D'Rabbanan. That's how the Pischei Tshuva quotes from his own sefer. He says, take a look at my sefer called Nachas Tzvi, where I wrote that's going to be mutter. So too over here. So I had a lot of nachas. Aaron was a Talmud of mine, and I have a Talmud from a year ago that was in my Yoredeish year. So I was learning this halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, and I remember there was something in Basar B'chalav about this. I looked it up. I looked up and down in the sefer. I looked in the shach and didn't find anything. So one of the Talmudim came over to me and reminded me that that's this Pischei Tshuva I had forgotten. And he reminded me, I was looking for it, but I couldn't remember. Mitalmida Yosef Mikulam. So this Talmud reminded me about what we had learned the year before. So this is mamish, the exact same halacha, that b'chadrei chadarim is going to be mutter. Even though marasayin is usur, afilu b'chadrei chadarim, even when no one's going to see, but that's only by Surei D'Oraisa, Taisus and Ksubis. The Bar Halacha points out, it's only Taisus and Ksubis, that's what Taisus and Ksubis points out, it's only Surei D'Rabbanan, and not Yisurei D'Oraisa. So let's talk Lamaisa Lamaisa. Back to Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah.
So what about that case?
So halacha is that you could eat soy milk with chicken without putting out the can if you're eating alone in your room and no one's gonna see. But if you're eating alone in your room, soy milk with meat, beef, so then in such a case, then you would, even if you're 100% sure no one's going to see you, you still would have to put it out. As a low plug that we aser maris ayin. There are different ways to explain why we so machmer maris ayin. If we know for sure that no one's not going to see you, maybe it's about fooling yourself. Something people could fool themselves also, no? People pay a lot of money to psychologists to figure out if they're fooling themselves or they're not. So halacha also works on that as well. Nachzor l'inyanenu, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, so bottom line is that you're not allowed to hang your garments outside. What happens, halacha l'maisa, if you come home and your coat is soaking wet? So if you hang it up in the closet, that's not a problem. That's the normal way to do it. Hang outside, l'chura, that would be usur. To hang outside, l'chura, that would be problematic. What about hanging in the bathroom? Hanging it in the bathroom. So l'chura, to hang it in the bathroom, would be a problem if you normally would hang your coat in the bathroom when it's very, very wet. However, some of the Talmidim suggested to me in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein that the following heter. The Rav Moshe said that it could be that today, today when it comes to coats, that we don't wash our own coats. The person would clean their coats. They would they wash it? They would bring it to the laundry, to the dry cleaners. So therefore, any time that someone saw you hang your coat, even outside, on a clothesline, they would know it's because your coat got wet in the rain. And therefore, they quote from Moshe Feinstein, in such a case, it would be mutter. However, if we were talking about a shirt, let's say your shirt got wet, so then in such a case, you would not be able to hang it. Many people would hang it from the bar of the shower, let's say, that's holding up the shower curtain. That would be a problem. I just want to add that the bathroom is not up there. You would be allowed to, let's say, hang it on, the towel rack. If that's not the way you would normally do it. If you normally hang it on a hanger, in this case, to hang it on the towel rack, or drape it over the towel rack, in such a case, would be mutter. Therefore, the Mechaber concludes the Sif Mem. Hey, below also al shaklam b'Shabbos. It's only prohibited to do this on Shabbos. Al shaklam erev Shabbos kelim makubasim eino chayv l'salklam b'Shabbos. So if you hang it on erev Shabbos, so then in such a case you don't have to take it down. So that the truth is, many people, if they're rushing in erev Shabbos, they realize, oh my goodness, I left out the laundry. I'm not allowed to hang laundry on Shabbos. So what's usher really is to only do the act of hanging the laundry on Shabbos itself. To leave it hanging on the clothesline really mikra d'dina is mutter. Many people that the minig is that they're machmir on it, but that comes from a chazanish. The chazanish was machmir. He said in a dor parut in our generation, because unfortunately there's so many people who are mechal Shabbos. So in such a case, the chazanish said that you should be that it's kedai to bring in the laundry. But mikra d'dina, there would not be a problem of leaving the laundry hanging. Sif mem vav. Begodim ashruim b'mayim also nagvam samach la'esh. Garments that you, let's say you get caught in the rain. So are you allowed to go next to the fire to cool yourself, to warm yourself up, if you're still wearing that wet coat? The answer is no. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Kuf Samach Aleph. Afilu shruim muetas. Even if it's a little bit wet, asur. Afagav dafilu becham asur kanal. Hasam mishamar sayin lechudhu. There to put in the sun is going to be asur because of Marasayim. But to go to the heat, to the fire, Gashman Hacha, the negative Eish, Yesh Isser Taira, Mishum Mevashel, Umishum Melabeh. You're going to have the Isser Mevashel of cooking that water that's inside the coat, or even being Melabeh, cleaning the garment. So therefore, the halacha is that you're not allowed to go next to the fire. Yes?
Even while you're wearing it, though?
Correct.
You're only taking it off.
Correct. Either way. For sure, for the Yisra D'oraisa, that would apply. You take a look at Mishabru, it sounds like there was even when in Kuf Ayin, sounds like he was there even when he was standing there. Says the Ramah, Ba'asa L'talflam, it's prohibited to carry the garment that's wet, Shemo Yavol De Sita, because we're afraid he's going to come to Sita. It's only those garments that you would normally wring out. So let's say your shirt was wet. What would you do? You would wring out your shirt. So you're not allowed to be metalta a shirt that is wet. However, if it would be a coat, so then in such a case, a coat you normally don't wring out. So then in such an instance, it would be permissible to be metalta. Okay. This Bisiyata Deshmaya concludes the halachos on the labein, as well as the gzeros that apply that we learned in the last couple of days. Emir Sashem, we will pick up now, starting an entire Emir Sashem next time. We're going to pick up with an entirely new set of halachos, and that is tofer, sewing. Now, son, who sews? But there are many instances where we have, in regards to, by the way, my wife and daughter is so. One of my daughters likes to sew. So, but it does come up who sews on Shabbos. But it does come up there are many halachos of sewing, because the Rambam says if you use glue, that's also considered sewing. And even more common than using glue on Shabbos and attaching things on Shabbos is taking off things on Shabbos, separating things on Shabbos. So all of that, the Shiloh of Koreya, so that Amir Tzashem will pick up with tomorrow.